Okay, let's get into it. Today, we're doing a deep dive, but focusing on just one source, basically. The online details we found about an electrical services company, RCD Electrical.
That's right. We're looking specifically at how they present themselves, their services, what they put out there online.
And our mission really is to unpack that information. What are they actually saying they offer? And based on their description, what makes them, well, stand out?
Yeah, think of it as a quick snapshot. How does a local trade company like this one in Harrow market itself? Could be useful if you're, say, a homeowner, maybe a landlord, or just interested in how these local businesses operate.
Absolutely. So let's jump right in. What does this source material actually tell us? Well, first off, they identify themselves pretty clearly, electrical experts based in Harrow. But then right away, they add something specific.
The INTEIC certification.
Exactly.
And, based on the source, that seems to be their big signal for like quality and safety.
Yeah.
For anyone listening who isn't familiar, ATAC is the National Inspection Council for Electrical Installation Contracting. It's a regulatory body, though voluntary.
So leading with that is basically saying we meet certain standards.
Precisely. It's about building trust right from the start, suggesting competence and safety beyond just being, a local outfit.
Makes sense. And they really push the local angle too, don't they? The source doesn't just say Harrow. It mentions having local engineers who know the area, and specifically, fully in-house and locally based.
And what's interesting there is how the source sort of contrasts that. They position that in-house team as a key benefit, implying maybe better quality control, more accountability, perhaps compared to bigger companies using subcontractors.
Right, setting themselves apart.
It definitely seems like a core part of their pitch, according to what they've written online.
Playing to those local business strengths. Okay, so what about the actual services? What do? The source lists quite a bit.
Well, the basics are there, obviously. Things like fault finding, figuring out, why your lights are flickering or the power's out. And electrical rewiring services, that's for older homes needing a full update.
But the source also seems to highlight newer stuff too. I saw mention of EV charger installation.
Yeah, electric vehicle chargers and smart home systems too. So covering both the old and the new.
Okay.
And then there's the safety and compliance side. The source mentions EICR's electrical installation condition reports. Basically, a proper checkup for your wiring. Very important.
Often needed for rentals, right?
Exactly. And PAT testing as well,
Mm-hmm.
portable appliance testing. That's for checking things you plug in, like lamps or computers. Again,
Yeah.
safety, and often a requirement for businesses or landlords.
Got it. So troubleshooting, big rewires, modern tech like EVs and smart homes, plus those vital safety checks. They also list things like fuse box upgrades, emergency lighting, adding sockets, even outdoor lights.
And it looks like they cater to quite a few different types of clients based on the source. Not just homeowners, but tenants, landlords, letting agents.
And commercial too.
Yeah, schools, shops, offices, colleges. It's all listed there.
Okay, so while they say they're Harrow-based, the source suggests their actual service area is a bit wider, Northwest London, and even places like Islington, Blackfriars.
It seems so. Rooted in Harrow, but serving a larger patch of London, according to their own info.
So if we sort of tie this all together, what's the overall picture they're trying to paint? Based just on this source, it seems like a few key things.
Definitely. First, that quality angle suggested by the NICEI badge.
Right. Then the reliability, the control maybe that comes from having that local in-house team.
Yeah, that's heavily emphasized. And then you get into the practical stuff, customer service and cost. The source mentions fast callouts quite a bit, aiming for same or next day service.
And pricing transparency. They state no hidden fees and that prices are agreed upfront. That's a big claim.
And they back it up, at least in the text, by mentioning that 20% discount for new clients, too. That's quite specific.
Yeah, it is. The source also kind of walks you through what happens when you call, speaks to a real person getting a quote, booking, and then this promise about the job itself, guaranteed, certified, and meet.
Even details like taking shoes off, covering floors, clearing rubbish, it's all aimed at building that picture of professionalism and respect for your property.
So it feels like the online presence, this source, is blending technical skill, safety focus, local trustworthiness, and a clear, positive customer journey. Oh, and that 24-hour emergency availability the source mentions, that's key too.
Definitely.
Okay, so let's quickly recap the main takeaways just from the source material about RCD Electrical. They present as NICEI certified, based in Harrow, big emphasis on their in-house local team.
Right, offering a really broad range of electrical work, EICRs, rewires, EV chargers, smart homes, you name it, for homes and businesses.
And their key selling points, according to them, that local team, clear pricing with that new client discount, guaranteed work, and being available 24/7.
Yeah, that sums up how they describe themselves in this source.
So this gives you, the listener, a focused look at how one specific local company presents its credentials and services. Useful context if you ever find yourself needing electrical help, whether it's fixing a fault, planning an install, or getting safety checks done. You can see what kind of claims are being made.
Absolutely. Which leads us to a final thought for you to consider. Based only on the details presented in this source, we've discussed the NICAC certification, the local in-house team emphasis, the pricing promises, the service guarantees, the 24/7 cover if you were choosing an electrician, which one or two of those factors mentioned here would actually be the most important to you.